Blog Talk Radio.
My love, I offer you now my heart and all it can give, for just as long as I live, I'm yours. No arms but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you. I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy, your tears, I gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there with every beat, with every breath that I take. Now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours.
And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand. I'll be there
with every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'll
And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there.
With every beat of my heart, with every breath now and forever, I'm yours.
All right. Well, another episode in the continuing saga of Blog Talk. Yes, kids, I know it's crackling. There's not a darn thing I can do about it. So
I don't hear it.
Telling me it's crackling. Really? I hear it on my phone.
No, I don't hear it. You sound very clear.
Oh, thank God. That's good. Good. No crackling is a good thing. So we'll take that. I hear it on my phone. And another thing for using new computer. It somehow is not recognizing that it can connect to my phone. It doesn't do a direct dial, which it usually uses the online connection to dial into the show, and it won't do that with my new computer. So I have no idea what's going on. I have to figure that out now. I think I've figured out the mic. This is an adventure. I'm finding out a lot more about computers than I ever wanted to know.
Oh, I know. Anytime you hook up anything new, it's always a hassle. And I'm not good at that stuff at all. You just have to keep on.
I'm good at it if I know what it's doing and why. Then I'm okay. But Blog Talk is just mucking up so much that I don't know why anything's happening. You know, and they say, oh, well, we've gone through and we found a couple of issues, but we fixed them and it should be working fine now. Yeah, right.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
So now you don't know whether it's you or them.
Well, it has to be some setting on the computer that I haven't gotten set right yet, that it's not recognizing that it can do an online call. And part of it might be that I'm not using Google. So I got to change that. Maybe it'll automatically straighten out itself. That's called optimism. Okay? So anyway, and I got a call today about an hour before showtime that my ex-husband has died. And, it's very interesting. I don't know what the deal is, except that he never ate right and he didn't take care of himself and he's living by himself. So I guess he broke up with his girlfriend some time ago. And, it just is what it is. I mean, okay. Heart attack,
tell me something.
Stroke.
How many years are y'all married?
30.
You know, you're entitled to draw his Social Security and sue your own, whichever one.
I don't want to, honey. I already checked into that. I get twice as much Social Security as he got. I don't need
really?
Any money.
Really? Wow. Hmm.
So, I got free of that a long time ago. I found out I was getting twice as much as he would get. So, I'm not even worried about that one. I mean, if he was making a lot of money every month, if he's making $2,000-$3,000, yeah, sure, I'd check into that and do off better. But I can only collect half of the amount he was collecting. And I already get twice as much as he was getting. Throw that half stuff away. Just never mind. We don't care.
Well,
and
no,
they don't know yet whether...
When you turn 65, you can go at all.
I still make more than he ever did, honey. My Social Security is $285 more than he got.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, no, thank you for thinking of me. I really do appreciate that, but I already checked that out, and it just don't fly. Or that dog don't hunt, or whatever you want to say. It just ain't worth it.
Well, he just must have not shown a lot of income, then. He must have not filed his taxes every year.
Oh, yeah, he did, because I filed them. He just never did anything. When he was self-employed, he put out as much money in expenses as he brought in.
Hmm.
Why do you think I worked my whole life? So, you know, the only time he made money is when he was in the band. And then you're talking maybe $700 or $800 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to get you anything for Social Security. That was so many years ago. And even when he was driving bus, he was only making $1,500 a month. And that I checked on Social Security and more than he would have gotten. So... I ain't even going to fly. I just, never mind.
You,
it ain't worth the hassle.
Are you going to the funeral?
No. It's already happened. He died last week.
Oh.
I wouldn't have gone anyway.
Really sorry.
His brother, the only people he had in his family left was his brother. And his brother came over from Texas the day after they found him. And knowing Fred, he jumped in there like a whirlwind on a skateboard. And he started getting things packed up. He sold the 57 Chevy, which I was supposed to get, but, you know, whatever. And then he started packing up and throwing away auction catalogs, which are not garbage. And my husband's friend and I are just hoping he didn't throw away his private 19th century collection because that could be worth upwards of $100,000. And Fred doesn't know anything about it. And if he threw all that stuff away, he threw away some big money. So, of course, who gets it? I don't know. Ask me if I care. No, not really. I don't want to jump through the hoops that it would take to get it. So, never mind.
Right.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of problems that Fred may have caused by not caring. You know, he wanted to come over and take care of his brother's body and all that good stuff. And knowing that, he probably had Carl cremated. All right, so I don't care. You know, it's like, when was the funeral? I don't care. I know that sounds bad, guys, but, you know, we knew each other for 4 years before I got married. We got married. I was married for 30 years, and then I stayed for another 10 years like a stupid old hound dog trying to make it work. Oh, give me a break. And I figured out he didn't want it to work, so I said, okay, goodbye. I'm out of here. I'm not doing this no more. And we never hated each other. We just never had any more contact. We didn't need it. We didn't want it, so we didn't do it. No small children, didn't matter. So we're okay. And now he's really okay. The only thing I'm thankful for is that the last year of his life, he was playing in a church band. And he was really enjoying it. He loved the music. And I just hope the message rubbed off. I got no way of knowing. I got to be at peace with that because it's not in my ballpark. You know,
the funny thing is, George, in my life right now, with all these extra expenses in my car and everything else, I need to be drawing off a three.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
I wish you could do that.
I don't know. Last I heard, they'd only let you do one.
You only get one
for security trip.
That was a joke. That was a joke. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ha, 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 ha.
He, he.
Oh. All right. Well, let's get to this show because this is a special one. Oh, yes. And hello, Victoria. I want to say hi to you, honey, because I do see you sitting there. This is a special one. John sent me, we decided to do a JD and the Stamps special show. And next thing I know, I am getting messaged with this album. And it turned out to really be awesome. It's called An Evening of Memories and Songs, Remembering Elvis Presley. And it's by J.D. and the Stamps. And some of the stories they tell are hilarious. Oh, my word. Elvis, you naughty boy, telling those guys to do things that they did.
Oh, how fun this would be.
Oh, this is good, guys. And I'm going to play all of these tracks in order. So it'll be just like if you were hearing them on the album, except we do stop in between to say, you know, how'd you like that one? Huh? Did you catch this line? Did you catch that? So, and they are all special songs, some of Elvis' favorite gospels, and they're just all good. They're all good. So here's number one. Let's get started. And they're all by J.D. and the Stamps. And John sent me the album. It's called Any Day Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you enjoyed seeing him and Elvis on tour. You enjoyed them at Aloha from Hawaii. And for over 50 years, their leader has captivated audiences around the world with his dynamic bass voice. He's an icon in the gospel music industry and was a musical hero to the late Elvis Presley. For nearly 8 years, he was a close friend and a stage companion to Elvis. And now he's about to share with you an evening of memories. Live, in person, the world's lowest bass singer, ladies and gentlemen, J.D. Sumner and the Dynamic Snaps Quartet.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. You'll be on your way, and my wild, beautiful bird, you will have to know. Any day now, I'll be all alone.
I'll be all alone.
Oh, oh, oh. Any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new, won't you keep you if you don't want to stay? But until you're gone forever, I'll keep holding on for dear life, holding you this way, begging you to stay. Any day now, when the clock strikes close, you're calling on.
Now, I think there's a misconception. These are Elvis's songs. It's not Elvis singing them, okay? It's only J.D. Sumner and the Stamps are singing Elvis's songs, okay? We need to get that straight right away. Evidently, I wasn't very clear, but I need you to know this. These are J.D. Sumner and the Stamps are paying tribute and remembering Elvis, okay?
Now, what
so
year
you need
is this?
To know. What year is this? The album? I don't know. You'll have to look that up. You can Google it. I didn't look it up and see what year the album was done, but Elvis did. Elvis recorded them, but these songs are sung by J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, not by Elvis. So we don't want anybody disappointed because they're not hearing Elvis. This is J.D. Sumner and the Stamps on this show. Okay? So here you go, guys, because this is absolutely fantastic. It's beautiful. And J.D. does outline some of their experiences with Elvis because of Elvis. Yeah. And it's interesting. Totally interesting. Okay, what I want to get, I got to go down and get number two. Here we go. This is, as I said, all of these are sung by J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. They're all on the same album, An Evening of Memories and Songs, Remembering Elvis Presley. Okay? So, number two song is If I Could Dream. Woo!
There must be light shining
brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in the sky. Oh, blue, if I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh, why, oh, why won't my dreams come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubts and fears. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone. Tell me why.
Why?
Oh, why?
Why?
Oh, why won't that sun
Did you hear JD hitting the basement?
I love that. I love it.
Hello, Miss Carolyn. How are you doing today, sweetheart?
I'm trying to hang in there as best as I can. The music that you're playing, I have that on my playlist on my laptop. I got it
by JD?
Yeah, I got it off of YouTube is where I got mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah, that's where I found it, too.
The reason I was calling in, though, y'all all know how Lizzie loved listening to Elvis, especially You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog.
Yeah.
November the 30th, well, that was after we come back from our vacation, our son, well, Lizzie's daddy, invited us over to their house for dinner. And they threw a anniversary Thanksgiving dinner for me and Clyde. And that's when I got to drink my two glasses of rum and don't remember coming home. But nevertheless, Clyde went out to warm the car ahead of me. And my son had a hold of my arm so I could get out the door and down their steps. And Lizzie was already sitting in my seat in the front. And I said, girl, you can't go home with me. You got to go back to school. I know, Grandma, but I was just getting it warm for you. I thanked her.
Aww.
And my purse was sitting there on the console between the seats. Clyde had carried it out. and get home, and I went straight to bed, didn't think nothing about it. And I got up in the middle of the night and was going through my purse and looking for my cell phone, and I found a library book. And I thought, well, I didn't put that in there. One of the girls did. And it was called Who is Elvis? And when Clyde got up that morning, I asked him about it. He says, yeah, Lizzie told me to tell you. She found that in the library. She read it, and she thought her grandma would want to read it. So even though that child cannot listen to Elvis at her house, she still can go to the library and look him up. So that they're not going to keep her from learning more about Elvis. I think that's fantastic. Yeah.
She can go to the library and watch movies and stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, this was at her school that she got it out of the library.
Oh, okay.
And she was so
excited.
And she told Clyde, tell Grandma she has 1 week to read it, then she has to bring it back. Of course, it's not a very big book, paperback, but she was so excited about it that she had done something on her own without Grandma helping her. And,
well, that's good that she would do that. She would think of you to do that for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was too. He came by yesterday to check on us, my son did. So, Mama, y'all are coming for Christmas. I said, no, Todd's working. Well, we'll make it before Christmas then. I said, okay, get with him because he's the driver. I don't know if he's trying to apologize for the way they did me in June when they moved out of here in a hurry and not letting me see the girls or what, but.
Well, you'll only know. Speculation only goes so far, honey. You'll only know if you ask him.
I'm not going to stir up anything. So as long as I get to see my girls, that's all that matters.
There you go. Good outlook.
Yep.
Yes.
And I 1 year down here at Denton, North Carolina, they put a old-timey steam tractor show on every 4th of July. And on Sundays, they bring in a gospel group. And they announce it on their website who's coming in. And the stamps was there. It was either 2000 or 2001. Can't remember.
Oh, good.
But, I walked up to the table. They were selling their CDs. And I asked the gentleman in the middle, I don't remember his name, he was the heavyset guy, not real heavyset.
Ed Hill.
I asked him, how was it to sing back up behind Elvis? Those men looked at me and clammed up like I said the wrong thing. I didn't say a word.
Well, it was probably just a subject they weren't supposed to discuss.
Yeah.
What it was like working with Elvis.
Yeah.
You know?
And I bought their CD, and then we went on in the little area that you sit to listen to them sing. And they did a real good job. They sang about 2 hours.
Good. Good.
Really enjoyed
it. Well, that's what they're doing here. They're doing a good job here. So honey, I don't mean to cut you off, but I've got 22 songs to get through. So, well, you don't have to be sorry, sweetheart. I'm glad you called in to tell us what you did. And I just needed to let you know that we're not going to do a lot of talking, but I'm glad you did call in and told us what you told us because that is real special. That's very special.
All right. I thought it was too with Lizzie, so. I'll let you go see if you can do your show.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you for telling us about Lizzie. That is awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Track number 3. it's just labeled JD Talks, okay? But it's funny. So listen to what JD has to say.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let me talk a minute, Bill, Rick, and Ed isn't here. And get your breath. You know, a lot of people, I'm not making fun.
Yes, you are.
Of Ed Hill. Ed here is fat. And people really got the wrong conception of fat people. They think there's a lot of room on the inside of a person like that. When you look in a barrel and there's a big old hole in that barrel, and you think inside there's a big old hole, but it ain't. He's just as fat in there as he is out here. And I'm proud he's in the Stamp Sports Center.
Just remember, there weren't no big old hole in the middle of Ed Hill. It was solid. Oh, I think that's funny. But remember, Ed Hill was fat. He wasn't chunky. He wasn't a big guy. He was fat. And that's straight from JD's mouth. Okay, here is another Elvis song, and we all know these songs. We really do. And this is, well, it's not a So What, honey. It was just funny. It was something that J.D. was just making fun of Ed Hill. That's all. Didn't make any difference otherwise. So here is another song that J.D. Sumner and the Stamps are going to do called The Wonder of You.
Understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there. The wonder of you. And when you smile, my world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. You love me as you do. That's the wonder of you. Oh, oh,
that at the end where JD just slides down the steps into the cellar. Once in a while he makes it to the sub-cellar, and sometimes even lower than that. I just didn't understand how a guy's voice could do that. But it fascinates me. I love it. Fascinates me. All right. Oh, no, don't play that. That's not one. Okay. Here is JD talking about Elvis making sure he's got enough energy. That's a good way to describe it.
Thank you. Elvis thought he was a doctor now. He gave us all vitamin B12 shots. Right back here before he shot us. Every night after I got through singing, I had to go to his dressing room. I had to go over there, and every night he had this doctor give me a shot of B12 every night. And it got sore back there. And finally, the doctor said, Mr. Sumner said, that you don't need this much B12. I said, he's trying just to keep you well. I said, I ain't been shooting you no B12 all the time. I've been putting water in you. And I wondered why I was wet in the bed. And then I... So I said, from now on, me and you's going to come in here and I'm going to holler at him. That's all we're going to do. So,
yeah, from now on, we're going to come in here and holler. I think that would suit me a whole lot better than getting stuck with a needle every night. Man. Well, you know, Elvis was just interested in keeping up the energy levels, right?
Evidently.
Oh, okay, here's the next track. Love Letters.
Love letter straight from your heart. They keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone.
B12 gives you energy, lets you kind of hop out, and you go forever on that energy, and it's great. It's great. But yeah, it kept my cat alive for an extra year. So it's got to be worth something, even for cats. So there we go. And yeah, Elvis had B12 before every show. But have you seen videos of his shows? He would have killed himself if he didn't have B12. Oh my gosh, he just would have drained right out like pulling the plug out of a boat. My gosh. Luckily, he knew about B12 and used it to good advantage. I mean, look what we get to watch, you know? Okay. All right. Next track. Oh, this is hilarious. Dare I say, this is really hilarious. You got to listen to this track. This is JD again, telling stories.
Thank you. Almost every night after the show was over, we had to go upstairs. And he'd get everybody and make them set up out in front of us, and he'd tell us what to sing. And we'd sing it one night. We went over to a telephone that a preacher had. I made the mistake of telling Elvis, and he said, all right, everybody get up to the suite. JD and him's going to be on television. So everybody went up to the suite, and we went over to the Landmark. And he called over there and got the little lady on the phone. By the time we got here, he said, you just stay on this phone, and I'll tell them what to sing. So he would call and say, tell them to sing so-and-so. And we sung for over 1 hour, just singing exactly what Elvis said sing. And then he said, tell them if they'll jump in the pool, because we've styled the pool. He said, I'll give $2,500 to the telephone. And so they come told us, and we all jumped in the pool. I mean, clothes, watches, billboards, everything. I mean, just right in the pool. And then we sang another song, and he said, tell them if they'll throw the preacher in the pool, I'll give another $2,500. So we grabbed the preacher and threw him in the pool.
So there you go. That's the pool story. Elvis had an ornery streak. A mischievous streak. There you go. Mischievous, however you want to pronounce it. I've heard it both ways. Yeah. And, of course, somebody's going to give you $2,500. Sure, you'll jump in the pool. No problem. And that preacher's going swimming, too. Oh, I love that. That was beautiful. From what I understand, Elvis was coming up with stuff like that all the time. It was hilarious. Totally hilarious. So you got to understand that these guys loved the man, and they would have done anything he told them to, short of killing somebody. I don't think they would have gone that far, but I don't think Elvis would have gone that far either. So, you know, they had a whole lot of fun. They really did. All right, next track is the first Elvis song I ever learned. Return to Sender.
Gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it,
return to sender. Address unknown. No such
something in the mailbox and sent a special deal. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote it for me.
A return.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes the very next day, then I'll understand.
Riding on it,
return and dress unknown. No such number, no such soul. Return.
Wow, wow. I still love that song. That was the 45 we found down in the basement when we were cleaning that up after we moved. Yeah, it was great. That was great. I remember playing that over and over and over and over on my little portable record player. It wasn't even stereo. It was just a record player. So, yeah, you just got to love it. You got to love it. So anyway, now where did that go? I was going to look for something I was going to tell you. Shauna, where'd you put that? There we go. All right, something I want to remind you all of, since Shauna had to go, I want to remind you all that you have to remember Shauna's show tomorrow night, The Truth About Elvis, Memories of His Roots, Part 2. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. Now, part one was fantastic. You had to listen to the whole thing. It was difficult to leave to do anything else. I can't imagine sitting there and wetting your pants instead of going to the bathroom, but it could have happened. You know, I don't know. It could have happened. It could have happened. It was that good. So y'all got to remember to come in and watch tomorrow night. Listen tomorrow night. Watch, listen, whatever you want to do, honey. It's up to you. You can sit here and watch a computer screen and your phone all you want to. Fine, it'll work. Okay. All right. Next track. JD and the Stamps is doing Bridge Over Troubled Water.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I would try them all. I'll take your part. Oh, when times get rough and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, yes, like a bridge over troubled water, I will. I will comfort you.
I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness falls and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Yes, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay
was really good. And have you noticed that JD is sliding into the basement an awful lot on this album? I like it, but yeah, he's doing it a lot. That's fun. All right. Let's see. Oh, Gus, back up here. That's all right. That's all right. Oh, I lost my place. Okay, now I found it. Now I found it. The next one is something that everybody just dropped their jaws in awe when Elvis sang this. So, yes, I know everybody's going to think Elvis did it better, and I understand that, but this isn't Elvis, okay? This is J.D. Sumner and the Scamps doing My Way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Man, that's good singing, Brother Rick. Good singing. I tell you, this Alzheimer's disease is terrible. I tell you. And now, the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll state my case, I'll say it clear, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life or two, I've traveled each and every byway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exception. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there are times I'm shooting, I built more than I could chew, and there were times when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exception. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. What is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he is not to say the thing he really feels, and not the words of one who yields. Let the record show I took to the Lord and did it my way. Let the record show I took to the Lord
and did it my way.
Good job, baby. All right. All
right. Oh, yeah. And Anne says that these men come along only once in a lifetime. Well, honey, we've been lucky enough to have two. So that's twice. Twice lucky, twice blessed. Yep. There you go. All right, here's one that everybody identifies with Elvis. And his first movie. I mean, his first movie. Young kid that really didn't know what he was doing and did it anyway. I love it. Love Me Tender.
Lord.
that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you.
You just kind of sit there mesmerized by that. You don't think about anything else. You don't look at anything else. You're just in your head seeing those words, seeing these guys perform this song. Special. And I got a message here that says Cheryl Nielsen. So possibly he was one of the tenors. Cool, huh? That man had a voice, I swear. Oh, gee, money. He could get higher than any other man I've ever heard. It's amazing. It's amazing. All right, here's another one that I absolutely fell in love with the very first time I heard Elvis sing it. And beautiful when J.D. Sumner and the Stamps do it. American Trilogy.
Thank you.
Yep, I love it. I love it.
Now I've got a question for y'all. When that song was playing, did you guys hear the vocals okay? Because I could just barely hear the vocals. So, well, it's all over, so it doesn't matter. All right. Now that was an epic song when it came out, and it is still epic after all these years. Fantastic. So, yeah, I guess we all had the same trouble. I don't know why, because when I heard it on YouTube while I was recording it, I heard it fine. It was perfect. So, strange. Totally strange. Let's go on to the next one. Cross our fingers. Cross our ankles. I can't cross my toes because I got that broke toe that hurts. Anyway, here's the lighthouse.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let us sing a couple of songs that we sung with Elvis almost every night. And we're so over the lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed about, it sends out a light that I might clearly see. And the light shines in darkness now, will safely lead me home. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, this ship, it would sail no more. Now everybody that lives about us, they say tear the lighthouse down. For the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. So what's the use of it standing round? Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Was the light from that old lighthouse that shone?
Elvis never recorded that. They sang it all the time after the show when they would do their winding down until dawn. That's when they would sing all of their gospel songs and just not worry about it. Just sing it because it felt good to sing it. And who they were singing it to didn't change, you know, and that's, I do kind of wish he had recorded it. They could have done that all together, the Stamps and Elvis. They could have done that in probably one or two takes because they sang it so often. And you know, that song kind of feeds your soul when you sing it. It really does. All right, now I have JD talking about something that happened because of that song. And it should give you goosebumps because it did me. So here you are.
In that same movie, we gathered around the piano and we sang The Lighthouse. And the boy told me, he said that he enjoyed that movie so much, he said he went back to see it three times. After he heard The Lighthouse the third time, he gave his heart to the Lord. And boy, may he never find the Lord. That meant in that one song, in that one movie. You could never have an Elvis show unless you had gospel music. He would go to the piano and start playing Where No One Stands Alone. And one reason he liked us there, because we could back him up on anything he wanted to do. And there along the end of his life, he started singing, Let Kathy Westmoreland Sing, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me. I mean, in Las Vegas. We was working one Sunday afternoon, and...
You're on your own now, boy.
What difference does it make? And he called us out to sing Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And boy, you think about a thrill to be called out in front of about 28,000 people who were there that day and asked you to sing Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Now that's a thrill for a gospel singer.
All right. That being said, here's Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet
Yes, gorgeous, gorgeous. And Elvis never recorded that either, but that's because he loved hearing them do it so much. And you could tell by watching him when they were singing that song that he was praying and worshiping while they did. He didn't need to sing it. He was singing it in his heart. And it got the message where it needed to go. So there are reasons for everything sometimes. All right, I'm not going to get into preaching right now and do that on Sunday. But here is, we're into some of the gospel now, guys, and it's okay. We don't have to wait till Sunday for gospel music. We just don't. And we're doing this album right now. Next track is His Hand in Mine.
Elvis never won but 3 Grammys in his life. And those 3 Grammys were all from his gospel record. And it was known that the last song that he ever sung in his life was His Hand in Mine. He was over at a friend's house, and just before he left, they asked him to sing one. He sat at the piano and sang His Hand in Mine. I can't tell you how many times we sung it up in his suite, His Hand in Mine.
How I know my God is real, and you may doubt the things I say and doubt the way that I feel, but I and he'll always be. And I can feel his hand in mine, and that's enough for me.
Thank you.
Now, that one, Elvis did record. And I do play it regularly because I love the song. I love what it means. It's fantastic. Okay, next, we get to hear J.D. again. He's telling another story. Yeah, you didn't ever tell Elvis you were sick.
Thank you so much. Thank you. One night, Elvis put me on the stage to sing Walk Out Lonesome Road, a song, it's a gospel song that I wrote in Las Vegas. And he put me on the stage to sing it, and I was in bad shape that night and missed the note. And I figured, boy, I better make up some kind of excuse. I just couldn't get the note. So I went to Dr. Nick, and I told him, I said, I got some congestion in my chest, and I need something to help clear it up. He said, man, I just give Elvis all them pills I had for congestion. He said, go up and tell him to give you four of them, and I'll get some more tomorrow and give you and him both some more. So I went upstairs to the suite and went in, and Elvis was sitting on the couch. He was up there giving Bill Porter a ring. Thank God I went up there because he gave me one too. He sent me got another ring out of there and put a ring on my finger. And I said, Elvis, I got some congestion. And I want you to understand that I wasn't sick at all. I lied. I want him to think that's why I couldn't hit that note. And he said, Joe, get Dr. Nick and Dr. Gannon and this other doctor and tell him to bring such a certain machine with him. And I said, Lord Jesus, have mercy, what have I done? He said, go in there and get on my bed, take off all your clothes, and put your feet up on the headboard. And there is Linda Thompson. But he said for me to get naked and put my feet on the headboard and sports fans, that's what I done tonight. Of course, Linda come in, I tried to hide. He said, oh, don't worry about that. And so he got doctors to give me shots. Roll over here, said, give him such and such a shot. He popped me on this side, he rolled over, give me a shot on this side. I was about to die. And then he got a pipe and run down my throat. I mean a pipe about that big. And pumped straight oxygen in my lungs, which is supposed to make you cough up that congestion. But I'm trying to tell you there wasn't none in there to start with. And he kept beating me in the back. He said, spit it up, spit it up.
I had a
towel there. When he got through, of course, nothing never came up because I didn't have nothing. I couldn't hardly talk. My throat was sore. And I went back downstairs and told them, I said, boys, I said, don't ever tell him you're sick. He gets you saved in the Church of God. Well, we'll sing some more. But he was a great guy.
Hey, don't you ever tell him you're sick. You'll be sorry. And you'll get well real fast. Just so you don't have to do what you have to do to get well. Don't you ever tell him you were sick. I love it. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. He took care of his guys. You know, don't lie to him. Just don't lie to him. Don't do that. All right. Next track is You'll Never Walk Alone.
Let's sing You'll Never Walk Alone. Rick, get out of there.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. Of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of
His pants had to be before he could do that.
Never mind. Never mind. Off subject. Okay, guys. Here is JD once again.
Thank you so much. Y'all have been more than fantastic. And, you know, one time, Howard E. Brumley, probably the greatest songwriter that ever lived, and he also wrote, Take an Old Cold Tater and Wait and Sleeping at the Foot of the Bed. And a man told him, said, I'm disappointed in you that you would write a song like that. I mean, you were a gospel songwriter, and why in the world would you write a stupid song like that? He said, well, that's real life. He said, I've taken an old cold tater and waited, and I slept at the foot of the bed, and most of the time it was wet. He said, if you'll promise me that you'll never in your lifetime talk about nothing but Jesus Christ from now until you die, then I'll promise you I'll never write another country song. These songs are about real life. You know, one time we were singing Love Me Tender in the mall, and there was a gentleman there that was in a wheelchair, and his wife was with him, and we started singing Love Me Tender, and she reached over and got his hand, and... I have no affection for you at all. I want you to understand that. If you think I'm building up to something, you're wrong, buddy. I don't like fat people no way. If you're skinny, oh. But y'all are fantastic.
Yeah. The man was funny. I can see why JD and Elvis got along so well. Sense of humor just builds bridges and shores up and covers a lot. Fantastic. That could have been really some kind of an experience, you know? Just to sit in the corner and watch it. Love it. All right. Next one. It's another gospel song called This Old House.
Yeah, this song is on our new record. I want you to listen again to the words. Listen to what this song is saying. There's ever been a song that's my testimony. This is it. God still lives in this old house. If this earthly tabernacle would be dissolved today, I'd trade it for a finer one that would not pass away. But until the day arrives, it's time for moving out. It's such a joy to know the Lord still lives in this old house. The sweetest fellowship I've known has fortified these walls, and peace has reigned since he's been walking up and down these halls. There's snow upon the rooftop now, and these hinges are near worn out. It's a sweet peace to know the Lord still lives in this old house. To him it's been a dwelling place where he kept my hand in his. To me a home away from home is all that it really is, and it sure ain't fine and fancy, and all I can boast about is after all. There were times when he had the right just to up and move away. And there were times and days I know it took God's amazing grace to stay. But he never left this old building once. That's why he's singing shout is after all.
been a dwelling place where he kept my hand in his, to me a home away from home is all that it really is, and it sure ain't fine and fancy, and all I can boast about is after all the years the Lord still lives in this old house.
After all these years the Lord
still lives in this old house.
Oh, yeah. You could tell that he really felt what he was singing with that song, too. It just, it came from his heart. Came from his heart. Stop and think about that. How many years has it been since you first gave yourself to the Lord? And now you're just an old house. But he's still there, and you don't care. Fantastic.
All right. I've got two tracks left of this album, but not to worry if we still have time. I have another two songs that I thought would be really cool. So let's do this one. It's called Elvis Has Left the Building.
Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul.
The time was 1935, the place, Tupelo, Mississippi. God sent this world a baby boy who was born in poverty. And as a boy, he wondered what would be his destiny. His life was to be busy, and things would happen that even he couldn't believe. He had so much to give, yet very little to receive. He started with a song and a wiggle, and some people couldn't understand. But you and I now know that it was all in God's plan. No sooner had he started than he was to lose his most precious prize. Tragedy struck this young man's life. His mother died. By this time, he had the colonel who was to guide his every step. And things began to happen that neither one could seem to help. He came home from the army and we saw him on TV, and because of that wiggle, they wouldn't even show his knees. His career grew and he started making movies, and this took him from us for a while. Even though he didn't like it, he still gave the world a smile. Then he came back to us in person, because to sing for his fans was what he really enjoyed. And when he felt that he didn't please us, with himself, he was annoyed. We demanded, not understanding, that he give to us his all. He tried to do what we wanted for the big and the small. The demand for his records, or to have a glimpse or touch his hand. Bit by bit, this took its toll, for even he was just a man. Oh yeah, he was very happy living, and he wasn't afraid to die. Even now, though our hearts are broken, he wouldn't want us to cry. God, in all of his wisdom, even though we loved him so, he knew what was best. We don't understand it, but it was time for him to go. Let you and I in our memory never lose what he gave, because while he was living for God and country, you and I, he was a slave. Yes, heaven now is brighter, though this world has lost the light. Take care of business, that's what he'd tell us. You must carry on the fight. Even his daddy and little Lisa, they must accept what God has done. Even though, like our Heavenly Father, Vernon gave his only son. Now the show is over and the curtain has come down. Elvis has left the building, but will always be around. Precious memories flood my soul.
Oh yeah, that was a quick rundown of Elvis's life up to the time that JD knows about. We know something better. That's good. That's good. And the last track on this album is again Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
I'm JD Sumner. We the Stamps Quartet would like to sing Elvis's favorite song.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the
Express.
it revive when we shall leave this place.
Elvis, we love you.
Yes. Elvis, we love you. Isn't that some kind of an album? And they just ended it perfectly. Okay. I am going to say now, thank you for joining me for this special show. It's not often that we get to hear J.D. Sumner and the Stamps do their thing. We most of the time hear them backing up Elvis, either on the videos of his shows or on his records. But to hear them do a tribute to Elvis, this was really special. Ended it perfectly. Somebody had a real sense of style. I think it was J.D. I don't know that. That's just my opinion. But that was beautiful, and I'm glad y'all joined me for it. I'm glad y'all were in the chat. We had some fun stuff in there, and we had some serious stuff in there. And it was great. We had a few tears. That's called well-rounded. And, you know, Elvis could always do that. And now we know that J.D. and the Stamps could always do that. And, of course, J.D. has left us now as well. So he knows now that the person he was expecting to see is not there to see. And he was probably happy. He knows he'll get it. He knows. You know what? I'm going to pick it up now. Guys, Saturday is my next show, and we're going to have something fun going on. I'm not sure what yet, but, you know, John and I will get together, and we'll figure that out with no problem. Music is a beautiful thing that can touch every heart, and we aim to please. So, you know, guys, tomorrow night is Shauna's show, the second part of Elvis Memories. So you got to be there for that, okay? 8:30 Eastern on the TCB Network. So be watching for that link. You don't want to miss that. In the meantime, let's pick it up so we can get through the rest of our night with J.D. and the Stamps, of course. Daddy, same bass.
I remember when I was the lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to have a troubled soul.
One of these days and it won't be long. I'll rejoin them in a happy song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy will sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I remember after work, Mom would call in all of us, and you could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone home, but I'll rejoin him in a happy song. We'll be together up yonder again in a little while.
bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there. Singing seems to have the troubled soul.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin him in a happy song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the door. Oh, no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy will sing bass.
Mama sing tonight.
Me and little brother will join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Now, you feel picked up? You feel more lively? Yeah, of course. I have something that JD did, well, the Stamps did, and they took a song that was not meant for Christmas and changed the words a little bit and made it a Christmas song. So let's play that on our way out. Thank you, everybody. Love y'all. Thank you, Sue, for sitting in here with me when we didn't really take time to chat and talk, but I think that was okay this time because we needed to hear that whole album, and that was the only way we could do it. So thank you, darling. I really appreciate you no end, okay? And I know you know that.
Yes, thank you.
So everybody have a great night, and here is A Christmas Carol of Love. Good night, all. Good night, Sue.
Every Christmas Day, children sing on their way. Christmas carols,
Christmas carols of love, as they sing merrily, standing round the Christmas tree. Christmas carols,
Christmas carols.
Angels.